Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm still waiting for Halloween to get here, and it's almost Christmas. Yeah, we're having it's a good time. It is. It's been hectic, and you know, the devil's attacking, but Satan stand behind me, and my mom and dad made a ceramic tree. Like back in the day, it was kind of like clay that was like rough, and they sanded it down and painted it and all this stuff, and incredible. And they let us have it. And I mean, the insurance I'd want to put on its way, it's not worth what it means that the world to me. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law gave us their nativity set because they have a school nativity thing, and then they got like this village and they gave it to us. So that's kind of, plus I've got my little village. I don't know if you remember at the Dollar Tree back in the day, like in 2003 and 2004, they had like the cobblestone collection, and it's like these little ceramic pieces, and they're like, it's like the coolest thing. And I love it to death, so let me just put that up. That ceramic is a nice tree. That's our tree, and, you know, it's about the birth of Christ, so, you know. But I want to get into so much tonight, folks. So much I want to get into. I don't know if you heard about this. I mean, this is getting global. It happened in France. Now, green fail in UK as grid fires up coal-powered stations amid energy crisis. All these places that we're going to go all like green energy, and they find out that they can't support even close, and they have to fire up the coal-powered plant. Well, you want to have electricity, don't you? There you go. The LA City Council Democrat Kevin DeLayan in a fight at a holiday party. I don't condone fighting, but I mean, when he was confronted by all white people, a racist black dude, and he's pushing him and getting in his face and really pushing and shoving him with his hands up, and you're like, I ain't touching you, man. No, don't touch me. If you touch me, it's because I'm black. You know, it's one of these black guys where everything is the color of their skin. You know, like if anything goes wrong, if you look at him, oh, I see what it is. You don't like me because I'm black. I say, oh, my meal took longer at McDonald's than his because I'm black. I see what it is. No, he just got ice water. You got a 20-piece meal. You got burgers. You got 25 things. He got ice water. That's why his was faster than yours. No, it's because of the color of my skin. I know what's up, you know. And he was literally in the congressman's face and pushing, and so I understand him finally having enough. You know, as a Christian, you need to stand up and do more, which I doubt that Democrat is, but China Joe's approval ratings under the water, hard to believe anyone can even support him. I mean, I'm going to get into that so much with that. A teen is surprised with $1,000 to replace broken Christmas mailbox for children. We need more kids like that, that you can, you know, that have a heart. There are a lot of people that are saying that the 1989 fall of the Berlin Wall equates to the 2020 fall of the COVID wall, with all these countries like China and other countries where they're like done with these lockdowns, done with this mask BS, because you know what? Okay, let's move on. You're not going to control us. You're not going to own us. Free speech win as University of Idaho students that sued them, you know, there was a lawsuit brought on by these students because they were silenced. The University of Idaho settles the lawsuit. Yep, because, hey, it's a publicly funded college, and my college goes to help fund that college, so my money goes to that, so yeah. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. A 31-year-old NFL player suffered a sudden stroke. Tina Turner's son has issues, had issues. A lot of stuff's going on, folks. Be prepared. Just hopefully you're the 60% that didn't get the vaccine, because there's a 40% increase in deaths. It's scary. But welcome to the conversation, folks. Welcome. Don't worry, folks. Kirk Cameron can't speak at a public library, but, oh, public libraries can indoctrinate your kids with strippers and all kinds of transgender pornographic people. But just remember this, folks.
Hi, my name is Wade Joy, coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm a speaker and writer and ministry coach. I'm excited to share with you today from Isaiah 55:11. Here's what God is saying to his people through this verse. So shall be the word that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me without success, but shall accomplish what I desire and be successful in the thing for which I sent it. And here's a question. Have you ever gotten what you thought you wanted or you thought success would look like, only to be left feeling pretty unfulfilled in the end? I've definitely been in that place. And I think that's where the people of Israel and Judah were at during the time of Isaiah, because they had forsaken their love for God and their loyalty to Yahweh in the pursuit of what they thought would fulfill them in the moment. And now they were standing in the middle of the consequences of their sin and their rebellion, even to the point of being driven into exile by other nations. And their journey is a really powerful reminder to us that success is never about chasing this fleeting feeling of personal fulfillment. But success is always about being faithful to fulfill our assignment. Now, you might be saying, Wade, I don't feel very faithful. Neither do I a lot of times. But that's the good news of this verse and the good news of the book of Isaiah, is that when we are faithless, God is always faithful. He's faithful to fulfill every promise, to fulfill every word he has spoken. And even in the midst of their rebellion, Isaiah begins to talk about this coming Messiah who would one day fulfill God's purpose of redeeming his people and redeeming his word. And so that's great news for you today, that no matter how far you feel like you've strayed or how much you feel like you've disqualified yourself from being used by God, the fulfillment of every promise God has made over your life is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And his invitation to you today is to come. He wants to use you through his grace and his mercy and his power. And he wants to use you to take his light into a dark world. So ask God today, God, where can I be your light and where can I join you in your purpose for this world?
Isaiah 55:11, it is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and hopefully you're the 60%, because they're saying there's an increase of 40% in deaths. And when you have a 31-year-old NFL player that's done because he's had a stroke, and you have Tina Turner's son found dead in an LA home, struggling to breathe, which it's weird because I'm not putting anybody down here. Don't take that the wrong way. I don't want people like, how dare you? Well, sorry, folks. When I go on Facebook or Breitbart or the internet in general, and every time you turn around, someone else has died. Someone else has died. I think when you get to the end of this year, like if you were to go like, I don't know, like July to July, you would see you know, how they do the end of the year is the people we lost see a major increase. See, I was smart because are these COVID related? Well, since the vaccine came out, the increase in deaths have skyrocketed. But don't, that's just factual. A 40% increase in deaths, 18 to 64-year-olds, since the roll of the pandemic vaccines. That's all we're saying. We're not saying it's there's a correlation, but, you know, that's a massive, massive jump. But just remember, folks, and I was talking to someone about this, it was the old, when Obama was president, the national debt didn't mean a thing. You could spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars, and it wouldn't matter. Any country that's in debt, we can just spend trillions of dollars and give it to them, and they'll be out of debt. Trump was in office. How dare we spend any money at all? It's only what Trump and Rush Limbaugh say that they're the ones that tell me how to think and what to say. Oh. But then how come when the vaccine came out, I didn't get it and I thought for myself? And I was thinking, okay. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Harry Anderson, 31 years old. Is it COVID-related? Who knows? Who knows if he's vaccinated? I'm just showcasing the fact that you're finding more and 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 more people showing up as having strokes or can't breathe and die and collapse from all different ages. That's all I'm saying, folks. It's misinformation. What's misinformation about saying that there's a 40% increase in deaths since the COVID vaccines were released? Since this was released, where have I ever said that my opinion is that they are directly linked. I believe that the vaccines were not designed to stop the pandemic. They were designed for population control because there's too many people on planet Earth using up precious resources. And on top of that, it's a kind of a, because then we can have a passport, and the people that don't get killed by the vaccine, you're under a passport. Well, it's technically for vaccines, but, you know, that's what we're going to tell you. You know, it's just, don't you want to support gay marriage? Oh, but doesn't that law for gay marriage? I thought that law for, oh yeah, that's right. The Equal Marriage Act actually has legislation in it that controls you, enforces you to, okay, you lose your, they're trying to get you to lose your religious liberties. You know, religious liberties, yeah, they're trying to end that so that you don't have a say in it. So that as a Muslim, you would have to marry gay couples. That will never happen because, you know, because just like Democrats, you know, there are things that Muslims would be able to get away with that Democrats can, but, you know, in their country, they'd be killed, but hey. But a Catholic would have to marry a son and dad if they wanted to, and it'd be, because when you look it up, there's nothing in that law, because it's the Marriage Equality Act. Nowhere does it say that I can't marry my dad or my mom or my sister. It does not say I can't do that. Now, if someone wants to show me the wording in there where they actually say that it is expressly forbidden, if with this law I'm going to lose religious liberties, scary. But then you have these idiots that, like, try to shut up conservatives, but then wait a minute here. Yeah, why do you think it's if they silence me, what keeps him from silencing you at some point? Yeah, you may, it's like, you may support the vaccine. You may think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You may think I should be forced to take it. Just wait until there's something you disagree with that you're forced to do. Just wait until there's something that you, you know, because I'm going to get into this. Here's another poll where Joe Biden's approval rating is under the table on nearly every key issue. Every time I turn around, I don't know how his approval rating is any, I don't know how anyone can approve anything of that guy. I don't know how his approval rating is even 1%. What has he done? What has he, name one accomplishment Joe Biden did. He left billions of dollars worth of ammunition and military equipment over there for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The store shelves are empty. He stopped the Keystone Pipeline and getting oil and natural gas from America, and our gas prices are through the roof. There's still, I guess my mom said Sam's Club was $3.13 for a gallon of gas. Well, that was, it was $1.87 when Trump was in office for most. I could get it for about $1.87 to $2 a gallon almost all of Trump's presidency at Sam's all the time with no 25-hour wait to get gas. Yeah, it just kind of annoys me because I get these, like, notifications, you know, that, like, Joe Biden and First Lady Jill did something for Toys for Tots. I'm like, how do they know she's a lady? Questions I think about, you know. The party that can't even identify what they are. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, just shut up and get the vaccine. Just shut up and get the vaccine. It's okay, folks. Just, you don't think for yourself. Only do it. That's what scares me, is when I have the same idiot people that say that the national debt doesn't matter under one president. Then, did you see how much that, because they don't know anything, and they're told under one president by the media that the national debt doesn't matter, but then the same media tells them, look at the national debt, we're going to die, oh, we're all going to, that the dollar's going to collapse, and it's going to get into anarchy. Trump keeps spending like this, and then the next president comes along as a Democrat, and then they're like back to, oh, let's just spend. That's the problem. I'm so tired of that. You don't think for yourself. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you what to say and how to think. Oh, really? Well, then why am I not getting the vaccine? Why am I thinking for myself? Stupid, man. We're all going to, I'm going to die because you're not going to get the vaccine. Oh, wow. So you're vaccinated against smallpox, but because I'm not, you're going to get smallpox from me? Shouldn't the vaccine keep you from getting it? And it's the twofold, because it's the same idiots that said, we're never going to get back to normal because you won't get the vaccine. Well, how can we ever get back to normal if I won't get the vaccine when, if it helps, if it protects you from me, all you have to worry about, the only people you have to worry about getting COVID is the people that are unvaccinated. It's like they were afraid that they were going to die from an unvaccinated person when they shouldn't be able to get the very virus from that person because they should be protected against it. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, just like in England and France and everything else, you know, that's what, and people double down on this stuff. And finally, they're like, folks, And then people, like, when finally we have no electricity and the grids are shutting down, yep, we got to fire up the coal plants. Green fails, bull crap. Got to get these coal plants going. Yeah, when you don't have any electricity in your house, I want to see someone that doesn't have electricity in their house. No, I want green energy. I don't care. Okay, well then we're just going to disconnect your electricity. Good luck. Hope you're a reenactor and know how to use stuff in times before they had electricity. I mean, seriously. All these places that went all in green, now they're having to fire up coal plants because, hey, it doesn't work. They can't produce enough electricity. But it sums it up because all these idiots that got these green electric cars don't realize that all these things that aren't green are what produce the electricity needed to power the green car, like fossil fuels, natural gas, clean coal. That's 95% electricity. You know, and yet people that are against coal-powered anything but don't realize that that's what powers their electric car. No, electricity powers it. Where does the electricity, how do they generate the electricity? Through coal, fossil fuels, natural gas. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. You can have Larry Flint at a library speak to kids, and Larry Flint was the guy that was famous for the Penthouse magazine, and that'd be okay, but someone having Christian story time at a public library that my tax dollars go to, oh no. But hey, folks, that's just where we live in. Okay, we're going to have prostitutes and drag queens, all kinds of stuff. We're going to have story time. We're going to indoctrinate your kids. You know, we just got done at church doing a discipleship program and teaching how the people to go out and be disciples and make disciples and become fishers of men and make disciples of all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But what's funny about the whole situation is they're doing that with kids. Like, we're going to help you. We're going to teach you how to console your four-year-old. Yeah, I mean, you know, or your six-year-old or your fourth grader. It's okay for him to come in. Don't make fun of Billy. He wants to wear a dress. I'm going to have some kid come in there. No, folks, don't make fun of him. It's a dress. Ma'am, excuse me, it's a kilt. It's only a skirt if you're wearing underwear. You know, but they have all these things. Like, we're going to help out Billy because he wants to wear a dress to school. Because, see, we've convinced him that he doesn't know what he is. And we've confused him. And now we're gonna try to coax him into wearing dresses. And since we've kind of started that, we want you to make sure that it's okay that he does this. I know. In 10 years, he's going to think, like, what the heck? Like, you ever do that when you go back? Like, I wore my hair like that? Yep, 25 bottles of Aquanet, but man, whoo! Man, talk about match hitting that hair. You'd be like Michael Jackson in the Pepsi commercial. But you know how all these things that you did, like, back in the day, like, I can't believe, like, when we had the tight roller jeans where we had to fold the bottom of the jean over and roll it up. I did that one time, like, 3 years later, and I was, like, the only one that did it. Like, you still do that? Just to see what people would do at, like, a band concert. You'd be like, you know. But it's funny. Because, like, in California, they've tried to pass legislation that kids can be taken away from their parents if they refuse gender reassignment surgery and all this stuff and all this bullcrap. There's a reason why you can't vote you can't drive till a certain age, and even when you can drive at a certain age, you have to, it's usually like 26 before they your rates really get reasonable because you're still very new at driving. And boys usually are worse, are more reckless than women, so guys usually pay twice as much. And especially when you're young and you're in your like 21, 22, 23, your car insurance is through the roof because you're new at it. You're learning. There's tons of stuff that goes on in this world. But that's why you wait till you're 16 so you're mature enough to drive. Because when you drive a, when I drive a car, if I go by a car lot, I'm driving every parked vehicle. I drive the car in front of me, behind me, all around me, everywhere. You have to. In case something goes wrong. There's a guy sitting there. I watched a video. He's on this motorcycle just at the light, and within like a thousandth of a second, bam, a car runs a red light, slams into this other car, and bang, right into him. And then the cameras, you don't see anything because he's hit by a car, probably killed. But they don't just do stuff. You have to wait till you're 21 so you're mature to drink. And there's rules behind. There's stuff behind this. That's why a former, this lady made headlines, a former Navy SEAL who famously came out as transgender 10 years ago has renounced her transition and will soon resume living as a man. She was a famous Navy SEAL who became a transgender. And now 10 years later, she's switching. She's going back. 70% of people that think they're transgender end up going back. If not, like 70 plus percent. Oh, but we have to let, but this 3-year-old has to be a girl. We have to, most people, just like that hairdo that you had in fifth grade or sixth grade that used 10 cans of Aquanet. Folks, things are going to change. You're going to change. It's going to be sickening when all these people come out. They're like, this is a cool fad. Hi, my name is JoJo Swaya, and I'm an elephant. Yay! And you're going to accept me as that, and my pronouns are mammal. You got to call me a mammal or an elephant, whatever. I'm a non-binary elephant, okay? You're a female, okay? Well, I'm assuming now that you think you're an elephant, you don't need a pap smear. I don't think so. Nice try there. But these kids, I can't wait to see like in 10, 15 years when a lot of these people that were forced into this, like, wait a minute here, I'm not trained, what the heck? When they come out of it and they, like, renounce all this, and wait a minute, I had all this stuff done to my body, and I took all these medications because they confused me, and they told me I was a woman, and now I'm not, now I'm having all this permanent problems and damage. That Navy SEAL was not a young chicken. She was up there in age. Or he. He's a he now. He's gone back. If he's going to go back and renounce it 10 years later when he's up there in age, what do you think a fourth grader or a third grader is going to, when they're convinced that they're non-binary, whatever, they're more than likely, as I would say about 80% chance plus that they're going to go back. And they're going to, that's going to be the biggest mistake in their life because I've got about 30 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's attention. How can I need attention. I need to stay relevant. Well, what's relevant? Being whatever you think you are. Being a, oh yeah, that's right. Yes. Now if there's video of her and she has actual audio or video proof of her 12 years ago, thinking this, but she's finally come out and saying it publicly, but she's, you know, at a home video when she's 12 years old or 9 years old or whatever, saying, hey, I'm non-binary, whatever, then at least you can say, hey, she stayed consistent, but still, I think she's just, They want attention. Well, normal people don't get attention. Look at that crappy couple. They just read their Bible once a day, and they go to Bible study and intercessor prayer, and Sundays they go to church. Man, that's not interesting. That's not cool. That's boring. I wanna live my life. I wanna be excited. I wanna be accepted. I wanna have something. Pardon me. I wanna have something. I'm coming out as I don't know what. But that's where we're at, folks. They're wanting attention. To me, this whole transgender thing is a fad that's gonna blow over when a lot of these people, and I do mean the number of people that have come out as binary trans or people that think there's 8 million genders. I believe 80% of them plus are going to like revert back. Like, wait a minute, what the heck? I just hope there's not irreversible damage done. Free speech win, folks. I love it. University of Idaho settles lawsuit brought against Christian students is silenced. There was a Virginia player that was benched because she refused to take a knee, and she's won. We're not, don't stand down. Stand up. See, we're the legs of a table, and the government's playing a game. And if we get up and stand up and knock the tabletop over, because we're holding the tabletop up with the game's over. Stand up. 13 people in Wisconsin stood up. I think it was Wisconsin. And they filed a lawsuit against the vaccine mandate, and they won. Stand up. Fight. You have laws. You have the Bill of Rights. You have the Constitution. They don't want to teach that. They don't want to teach kids that. That's why you have kids fighting to shut me up. But then they're okay with, well, if they can censor me, what makes you think they can't try to go after you? I mean, heck, there's evidence that Hunter Biden wants to have this family scandal front page and center. Maybe he thinks that they might really go down and he wants to cut a deal. We'll have to see until I see Dr. Fauci in prison, locked up. And I mean like in a supermax. I mean, that's the minimum. I mean, he deserves, for what he's done to this nation, he deserves the death penalty. And give him a humane, give him a public hanging. It's the most humane way. Bang. I'm serious. What he's done to this country, you all. Masks don't work. They're ineffective. COVID can get through them. If you cough into a mask, they're no good. Yeah, I believe everyone in America should have at least 17 masks on at all times. You should sleep with masks. You should wear masks. I mean, I don't care if you've never left your house since the pandemic started and you haven't even gone outside. Still find a way to, hopefully you have a mask in your house. Just put it on anyways, even though I've seen people that literally, there's no way. How could they ever get that? They were wearing masks in their own house when no one has COVID. They don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. Yes, my son and daughter are going out to get us groceries. And what they do is they sterilize anything that is perishable. What we normally do is we have a fridge out in our garage and we put stuff in there. The kids put any perishable stuff in there. And then you know, we get it 3 days in advance. That way, we're assured that if the virus was on there, there's no way. And by then, the kids would probably, if they, you know, that way, 3 days later, we know it's safe. All this stuff is coming to fruition. Masks don't work. Dr. Fauci cannot state one fact that said that masks work. Where'd he get that data from? Nothing. People are standing up. People are saying, okay, no, you're going to silence me as a Christian? Not today, Satan. Stand behind me. You're going to try to bench me for not taking the knee? Bye. See, as in court, want this? That's what's going on, folks. People are standing up. We're the legs of a table. We're the legs, and we're holding up a big 2x. There's a big sheet of particle board, and we're the legs, and we're made, and that particle board is making the table, and the government's playing a game. Well, if we all stand up, game's over. It's nice to see people standing up and not stepping down. Sorry, folks. My son's not playing this game. Okay? Sorry. That you need to do something to your daughter. She needs... That should be concerning to you. If your daughter wants to go to school and thinks she's a cat and needs a litter box, you need to be questioning things like, why is she... Like, what's wrong with her? Why does she... That's... Because there's something really wrong, because she's really starved for attention, and she's like, I think I'm a kitty cat. Meow. See, in my day, you would be sitting with a psychiatrist. What's going on? Why do you feel you're a cat? What are you not getting at home? What are your parents like? You're giving me. I just got this vibe that what's wrong with you? Seriously, what's wrong with you? There's something majorly wrong with you if you think you're a cat in the third grade and you need a glitter box. I mean, is it like, well, look at all the attention he gets because he thinks he's a mountain lion, so I'm going to be a kitty cat. It's like everyone tries to outdo each other. I'm just wondering what's going to happen. Like 15 years when people look back like, oh my, I actually demanded a litter box. Because I know people now that look back in the 80s like, oh, look at our hair. We'd be like Michael Jackson in the Pepsi commercial. We'd be like, I'm firing now. Just wait till all these, pardon me, these people come forth. I'm like, wait a minute here. You know, it's nice to see people standing up and saying, no, sorry, my son is not going to recognize. Yeah, my son's actually allergic to cats. So either the cat goes, my son's got to find a new classroom. Because I can't say she's not a cat because, son, sir, you can't, your kid can't, your son is allergic to cats. Yeah, definitely allergic. The cat goes or my son goes. Sir, it's not really, what? You just said she's not really a cat. You saying my son really won't get deathly ill from that cat? How dare you? How dare you defame her? She believes she's a cat? I mean, that's what scares me. It's going to be interesting in 15 years, these third graders and fourth graders that want to be cats and have a litter box in the classroom, and I think I'm a beach ball, or I don't know what gender I am. I don't have a clue what I am. Just wait, because, I mean, we laugh at the photos of our hair. Oh, remember what we used to, how we used to wear pants and this and that? But these are kids that are being brainwashed into thinking they don't know what sex they are. Just wait till they get older. And they, oh, my God, I thought it was a chick. You know, if you're... Kid wants to be a pirate, dress him up like one. Get him a little plastic hook. Get him a pirate costume, but don't castrate him and cut off his leg and gouge his eye out. Put a patch over his eye. Don't gouge his eye out. Don't cut his leg off. But in California, they want to maim kids. My three-year-old thinks she wants the reassignment surgery at new. Because there's a 99% chance you'll kill yourself because there's an 80-plus percent chance that you're going to... Well, that was a mistake. Like my brother, I thought about always getting his initials tattooed on my... I mean, that'd be the only thing I'd probably do, if anything. But even then, it's like, because it's family. That's what you do. But anywho... Then what? You know, what? Imagine if you put something like, oh, I love this, and then like, it's not the thing anymore. Like, yeah, like, imagine if you got, like, if you supported NASCAR heavily. Well, now, not so much. You know, things are going to change. What isn't going to change on my watch is freedom of speech. We have the right to bear arms. And what's funny is there are people who have an oath to uphold the Constitution who are like, we need to take away guns. You have an oath to, because for some reason, a law-abiding citizen with a gun is a bad idea. I mean, trust me, my wife trusts me and I have a gun. My niece trusts me with a gun. My mother and father-in-law trust me with guns. And I'm not going to shoot anybody. My gun doesn't shoot unless I pull the trigger. And I pray to God I never have to. I was talking about this the other day. I think it was last Wednesday. This, like, I have tons of black friends that are from Africa. And let me tell you, they're not, they don't one bit support this notion of, oh, I see what it is. You actually get it? Yeah, it's because I'm black. New. You got ice water. You got ice water. You got a 20-piece chicken nugget. You got 4 Big Macs. You got a spicy McChicken. You got this. You got that. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's okay. No, it's not okay, man. It's because I'm black. It's what it is, man. You're just fronting on me. They get pulled over. It's because you're speeding. No, it's not because I'm black. No, it's not. Yes, it is. You harass me. No, I'm not. I'm giving you a ticket. Because I'm black. Nuh-uh, because you ran a red light and you sped. Oh, no, the guy in front of me ran a red light too. No, it wasn't red when he went through. Yes, it was. You know, none of my black friends from Africa that were born there and live there do that. They don't have this victim mentality. Everything goes wrong because of my color of my skin, man. I can't accomplish anything. I can't do anything. If something goes wrong, it's because I'm black. Oh, like that one Democratic senator is like talking about how reparations would have saved black people from COVID if we would have had payments. If that's the case, I want my millions. Does the more money mean like the more likely of a chance you'll never get COVID? If that's the case, man, I want lots of reparations. Well, it's like these gender transition procedures and stuff. Federal Court of Appeals and judges and stuff have actually permanently blocked Biden's administration's mandate that doctors and hospitals are forced to perform them. That's scary that you want to do that to kids when there's a 90% chance they're going to switch. Get a 5-year-old a tattoo, more likely whatever it is they're not going to be into. And when they grow and skin moves and stuff and it's not the same, Got about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. So they just can't handle it that we're thinking for ourselves. I think that was a big thing when they thought they'd be able to fear everyone into a pandemic when there were massive, massive amounts of, like in China, they're standing up against this lockdown stuff. Go China. But that's the problem. They didn't expect people like, nope, sorry, not in a million years. They just thought everyone would just take a selfie with their, here's my Instagram post of me with my vaccine card. I did it. There you go. Cheese, chink. They thought just everyone would just sign up to this and just, oh, I'll get the vaccine passport. Oh, I'll get the vaccine. Oh, shut up. Here you go, chink. Hey, but they didn't know how to handle it. I mean, people were thinking for themselves. It's nice to see people stand up, like the University of Idaho having to, you know, say, well, sorry, you know, when they had that freedom of speech victory. You know, when that girl from Virginia was benched for not taking a knee and she's been vindicated, stand up for your rights. Stand up. If you're around victim-filled people that everything is because of the color of skin, say no one cares. Sorry, folks, no one cares. You can throw, yeah, yeah. Well, then how can I be black? Oh yeah, that's where I can be whatever I want to be, except for I can't pretend I'm black. I can pretend I can be anything in the world. If I want to be a molecule, I can be a molecule, but I couldn't be black. That's wrong. But, you know, I'd love to be black so I can be like Oprah Winfrey, like Michael Jordan or Patrick Johnson or Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, yeah, that's right. They've worked hard every day, busted their butt. You know, Michael Jordan got to practice in the morning at like 5 a.m. and practice for 2 hours before school and 5 and 6 hours after school, and he busted his butt to get to where he is. But there you go, folks. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, but there you go, folks. Don't let people... Oh, you're black, really? I could care less. How about this? Let's end this right now. You're a human being. You know, I'm so tired of people pushing, because you never, all my black friends from Africa that were born there and lived there, yeah, they're African. They don't have, all my friends from Africa, they're like the greatest, they bust their butt, they work hard. They're not this, oh man, I see what it is. The sun ain't shining because I'm black, that's what it is. See, if I was white, the sun would come out, but see.
When you're done.
But that's how it is, you know. I see what it is. So you ordered a water. Yeah, that's why his order came out faster. He ordered a water, sir. You ordered like 25 items. It's not, yours didn't take longer because the color of your skin is because you ordered 25 items. He just got ice water. Oh, I see what it is. When I come up to McDonald's, the ice cream machine ain't working because I'm black. That's what it is. But as soon as I leave, you'll fill an ice cream cone for a white man. No, sir. But that's what this society is teaching. Oh, console that kid that's confused. Let me tell you something, folks. I've been talking about this for a portion of the show. That transgender Navy SEAL who after 10 years is finally going to go back to being a man, and he's up there in age, and he's an adult. Imagine what these third grader and fourth graders, they're going to change. They're going to go, what, that was a mistake. Oops. Guess what happens, folks? Guess what happens? Wake up. Wake up and smell the maple nut crunch, folks. Wake up. Just like we make fun of the things we used to do back when we were kids and the fads that were cool. Just wait until 15 so years, 10, 15 years when this whole IBGDQXRYT fad is not a thing anymore. And, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. Ooh. I don't know what to tell you, folks. Can you believe we did that? Imagine getting like a fourth grade yearbook when you're 26 and it has a picture of you with a litter box because you thought you were a cat. And now at 20, you're like, oh, that was the biggest mistake of my life. Whoever can... I mean, I'm wondering, could I technically sue if I'm 26 now, let's say, and back in the day, people forced me to be a kitty cat or a non-binary, whatever?
I'm going to sue because I wanted to be a cat and whatnot.
Hey, I've been telling people to stand up for the rights. Go for it. You know, that's what they do. They don't want to teach the Bill of Rights. They don't want to teach all these kids that want to shut me up because I'm a conservative. But then what do they do? Just wait. If they can shut me up, they'll try to shut you up. But like I've said, you know, with Hunter Biden trying to make that Biden family story thing, you wonder if the whole point is to get Biden out of the White House and have Kamala Harris president. Well, imagine, because the Republican speaker, I think, would become the VP. I don't know. If Biden was to leave office and Kamala Harris was to step up, would she elect a VP or would the Speaker of the House become VP? I think the Speaker of the House would technically become VP until they found a replacement. I'm not sure.
I think they get to pick the Speaker of the House.
But what?
They get to pick.
So, like, if Kamala Harris becomes president, if Joe Biden was to leave.
Well, the Speaker of the House only becomes president if both.
No, I'm talking if Kamala Harris was to become president and Joe Biden leaves, would she pick the VP or would the Speaker of the House become the VP until she picks one?
I don't know, but she does have to pick one.
Yeah, but I mean, because there's talk that they might try to, I wonder if they will go and try to get Biden's family and all that crap out. That way she can become, oh Lord, if she was president, oh gosh. I mean, she'd be like, okay, I'm going to pass gun legislation on day one. Okay, you got like 2 weeks, and if you don't pass it, I'm going to do an executive order, which that would... The Supreme Court has already ruled in our favor that we have the right to bear arms, so. Got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you so much. I'm going to get into some Premier League news because I haven't talked about that much recently, but there's been a lot going on in my own country, but there is talk. Because I guess they say by, like, May, we might know who the owner is, and... of Manchester United, and there's talk that Amazon might be, and there's some people that say that something that Amazon did, they flushed it, and, you know, but, I mean, that'd be interesting, because I guess they have the rights to the Premier League to air the games and stuff or whatever and stuff, but imagine, a lot of teams would be so jealous, because, okay, here you go, there's $300 million for January, and we'll get $600 million come. And imagine if you could get decent players for cheap and not Glazer prices. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because, I mean, I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, and then they could end the – but imagine having – but, like, with having another company sponsor the team, like, on the – would the team be sponsored by – Amazon the whole time because you couldn't really have like Vodafone or like Aeon as a sponsor because hey, that'd be a conflict of interest, wouldn't it be? But I mean, when you got $109 billion Jeff Bezos, money'd be But it'd be like massive advertising. I mean, I know my niece and my wife live on that, like, every day. Like, we're supposed to get 375 packages. Have any come? Yeah, I ordered a whole bunch on it. Yeah, I bought Amazon. I got the whole fulfillment center coming right here. I mean, I feel like I work at Amazon because I see so many packages. They get so much stuff that I don't know what they're... Well, I don't know what this is. Well, you should know. It should be telling you, this is arriving today. This is arriving tomorrow. You should know. Except for people who buy stuff from Amazon, don't know what they get. But, I mean, imagine if they... I mean, because... I mean, think about that, okay? Okay, we're going to... Well, I mean, and hopefully he'd be like, okay... I'd hope whoever gets it says, okay, what do you want to do? You want to keep Old Trafford? And I'm going to... I've got the money. You tell me what you want. You want to renovate and keep Old Trafford? We'll do it. If you want a new stadium, we'll do it. Whatever you want, we'll make it happen. Okay, folks? I'm going to see an owner come here. I want to get Manchester United is going to go back on the top. That's what I want to see. I want to see a Manchester United owner that's like, okay, yep, sorry, folks. The days of second place or worse is over. I'm going to take all you top four clubs and take you off your pretty old pedestal. That's what's going to happen, folks. I'm excited to see who, I don't know who it's going to be, though, but Apple has come out and said, hey, they don't even have any interest in bidding, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of speculation of Zenith and whoever, you know, RCA or Motorola or whatever. There's going to be all kinds of, and you could probably have 35 companies come out and people, and the one that buys it was not one of them that was mentioned. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think we got the right manager, and now we're going to get some good owners. I think it's great. And with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this next Wednesday at 5:30, good night and God bless. Goodbye.